It's the nation's very first freshwater wind farm. The project, known as Icebreaker, consists of 6 wind turbines located 8 to 10 miles offshore north of Cleveland. Lori Wagner, president of the Lake Erie Energy Development Corporation, says it's a small demonstration project with hopes of increasing Great Lakes' participation in the offshore wind industry.
There's a large interest in the Atlantic coast for more projects. Well, we want the Midwest to be able to compete in those projects as well. So by developing a robust supply chain, a knowledge about the environment, everybody who has participated in that has an opportunity to compete in those projects on the coast.
Project opponent Susan Albright from Great Lakes Wind Truth says it could be damaging to the area.
It's the greatest freshwater source on Earth. And to clutter it and litter it with something as useless and short-lived as industrial wind turbines, the whole thing is pointless.
Government agencies are calling for the public's input. Written comments and questions can be submitted through October 21st. The project's expected completion date is 2018. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.